From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday in a roadside attack by Houthi rebels after he ended a three-year alliance with them, battling the Saudi-led coalition. Yemen's current president, Abd Rabbo Mansur Hadi, speaking on Saudi television, sent his condolences to the nation and called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the rebels. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi said Saleh's death came on an exceptional, historic day, the day of the fall of what he called a treasonous conspiracy. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death is a setback for the Saudis and a boon to the Houthis.
Now you have a situation where the Saudi-UAE duo is really not as comfortable and as acceptable in that region, even for those people who are against the Houthis. And at the same time, Houthis have become more powerful.
UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric, meanwhile, said the fighting between Saleh forces and the Houthi rebels has impeded humanitarian efforts.
Our humanitarian colleagues are receiving desperate calls for help by trapped families, but are unable to reach those who have been injured, and there have been reports of even ambulances coming under attack.
Recent fighting has left hundreds dead or wounded. The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political negotiations to end the three-year conflict. Human Rights Watch said security officials in Democratic Republic of Congo recruited dozens of exiled rebel fighters to suppress anti-government protests against President Joseph Kabila and ordered them to use lethal force. Dozens were killed in the demonstrations in December last year in the wake of a delay in holding elections. Mr. Kabila was supposed to end his term-limited rule at the time, but the vote's been delayed to December 2018. This is VOA News. In Honduras, it appears President Juan Orlando Hernandez is headed for a narrow victory over challenger and longtime TV entertainer Salvador Nasralla following a long-delayed vote count from the November 26 election. Nasralla, who was leading, has declared fraud. The delay has prompted often violent protests. Dario Ayoraki, a Latin American analyst at Trinity College in Connecticut, said there is a suspicion the results are being manipulated.
The government in power has been trying to manipulate the process to generate results in their favor. I think a great difference now, though, however, is that large sectors of the population have rebelled against that.
A partial recount is underway. Police reportedly refused to obey orders to enforce a curfew. Britain and the European Union failed Monday to reach agreement on Brexit, Britain's departure from the EU. Both said they're expecting to reach an accord within days. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
And a lot of progress has been made, and on many of the issues there is a common understanding. And it's clear, crucially, that we want to move forward together.
Britain is supposed to exit the EU by March 2019. Among the sticking points, whether Northern Ireland would continue having single market rules within the EU, as well as border rules for Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, and the rights of Europeans in Britain. President Donald Trump has delayed his decision whether to declare Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy there. A White House spokesman said an announcement is expected in coming days. Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Hussam Zumblot heads the PLO office in the U.S.
The U.S. is delivering a lethal bullet to the heart of the two-state solution. That would be actually the kiss of death.
Israel's defense minister says Mr. Trump has a historic opportunity to right an injustice. French President Macron expressed his concern in a phone call to his American counterpart. President Trump traveled to the western state of Utah Monday to announce a rollback of federal regulations over two wilderness national monuments.
I've come to Utah to take a very historic action to reverse federal overreach and restore the rights of this land to your citizens.
It allows for development of activities such as drilling, mining, and grazing. Native American tribes and environmentalists are threatening lawsuits. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday allowed Mr. Trump's latest travel ban to stand despite ongoing legal challenges. The court voted an administration request that two injunctions be lifted, partially blocking the ban of people from six mostly Muslim countries. One of the world's largest diamonds sold for $6.5 million by Sierra Leone in order to fund local development projects. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.